FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The N2 ground floor off ramps currently an active crime scene. A Kwadakusa traffic officer has been shot and killed at the turnoff. The circumstances surrounding the incident aren't known. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says medics who arrived to treat the wounded cop declared him dead at the scene.
This remains an active crime scene with the N2 southbound off-ramp and the Grafville Bridge being closed. Our heartfelt condolences go out to the friends, family and work colleagues of the fallen member.
Residents of Rankunyeni's Ward 29 community say they've been pleading with their municipality to supply them with running water. Locals say their taps have been dry for the past 10 years. Resident Samson Nanta says they haven't seen water tankers and there aren't any rivers near their homes.
We depend on the rain because even now, even the natural dam that we've been using before, all are not suitable to be used. But the other one, they get water 24 hours. I don't know what we have done wrongly and why we've been punished.
When there's no rain, he says they have to source water elsewhere.
Other people, they got buggy. They use buggy to drive kilometers to go in the farm there just to try to find the water. I decided to dig another hole here that we call EPC. It's helping a lot.
However, according to ward councillor Stephen Seema, they have been supplying the community with water.
Despite having water issues, water tankers come every Monday, even get water through the taps, but they don't go to all the areas. They only go through the main road.
Gauteng's Education MEC is expected to release the independent investigative report on Pretoria High School for girls. In August, the department hired a Johannesburg law firm to determine whether a culture of racism exists at the school. The probe was launched after 12 white girls were suspended in July for suspected racism. They were subsequently cleared of the allegation during a disciplinary hearing. The department says the investigation will determine what further steps need to be taken. And the death toll from a volcanic eruption in eastern Indonesia has climbed to 10. Officials on the island of Flores say the mountain hasn't stopped spewing fireballs and ash on nearby villages. The twin volcano began erupting shortly before midnight, forcing residents to flee. They've described their horror when the crater started to shoot flaming rocks at their homes. Some properties are still burning. Disaster officials say more than 10,000 people have been affected by the eruptions. A recap of our lead story, the N2 Grantville off-ramp is currently an active crime scene after a shooting this morning that claimed the life of a Kwadakusa cop. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.